Sean, congratulations. It must have been a time in that game, though, where your heart was in your mouth, perhaps.
Oh, it was. I don't think we got what we deserved. I thought there were some really, really strange decisions that put us under pressure, unfairly. You know, we stuck at the task, and I thought we got what we deserved. I think credit to Warrington, they defended well in that first half. We put them under immense pressure, and most teams fold. They didn't. They stuck at the task. They defended tough. So I think overall, play for play, we deserved to win that game.
It was a bruising battle, and 8-0 up just before the break, and then a rather controversial try. Oh, you mustn't have been too happy at half-time when you went in, 8-4 ahead.
No, there's lots of things in that game I wasn't happy with, but you can't speak your mind, which is...
Well, you can on BBC Radio, aren't you?
Yeah, I like keeping my money in my pocket. We're all under the pump, we're all being watched and analysed, and I'm under the pump for my job. But nobody seems accountable, and it's so frustrating. I cannot tell you how frustrating it is when you see some things what went on today.
Okay, 8-4 at half time. What did you have to do when you went to the dressing room? Calm your players, calm yourself.
Yeah, we did. I just said more of the same again. If we keep putting them under pressure, will we get this game? We did in the end, but I think they had a 15-minute spell after half time where they come back at us. But we was under pressure, unfairly at times. We were dumb with some penalties, but some penalties were really, really strange. I need to get some clarification again. But I knew the players, if they stuck at the task and stayed in the system, then we would get that win.
Well, it was 12-12. There was a try from O'Brien and then a penalty to level it. As the clock ticked down, did you think you're heading to extra time? 5 drop goals from the sides, and neither one target.
I sent the message on. I didn't want us to go up for a drop goal. I thought if we played with a bit of commitment to our attack and with a bit of tempo on the floor and tempo in our attack, we'll get a try. And the message went on. The players responded like they've done all year and got the try they deserved.
When you won it last year, you had a tough semi-final. You've certainly had one this year. Is that good for you?
Absolutely, yeah. We'll go into this game body hardened, and St. Helens are a really, really good team, but so are we, and we'll be challenging them to get that trophy again next week.
Any injuries picked up tonight?
No, everybody's good. Mickey Mack's got a whack in his cheekbone, but he'll be okay for next week.
And when you look at the St. Helens side you'll be playing, what do you think about the grand final?
Oh, they're a good team. They're finding a way to win, they're having a couple of injuries now. We've had them all year, so it's pretty equal, I think. Two good teams. It's a Lancashire derby, and a silly class of them in Lancashire, and I'm really proud to be part of it.
That's next week. Joe Burgess is the man who came up with the try today. Certainly Tony Smith's full of admiration. What can you say about your winger?
Great player, great attitude, very, very cocky. He has a bit of arrogance about him, which you need, but a class player, easy to coach, and I'm just glad he's on my team.
It was a good try to score. It took some scoring.
Oh, he did, but we deserved it. I thought, I don't mean this in an arrogant way, but I thought overall, play for play, we were a better team. We deserved to win that game, and I'm so glad that we're in with a shout next week.
Good many people say they would have loved that to have been the grand final. Does that matter?
No. As long as we're in it, this is when it all costs us, Trevor, and I'm glad my players found a way to win.